This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Do you like a cup of coffee, Jack?
I do indeed.
Do you like it early in the morning or
as soon as I wake up? I have a coffee, a little moka pot, the Italian one, with almond milk.
Is that the best time to take it? I wonder when is the best time to have your coffee, your morning coffee. Joining us on the line is Alex from The Big Smoke to tell us all. What do you reckon, Alex? When's the best time to have your coffee?
Well, I'm the sort of person that I get up in the morning and I go straight for the caffeine.
Yeah.
So that's sort of like my ritual in the morning. Mm. And a lot of people are the same. But you often hear about celebrities like Miranda Kerr talking about how she wakes up and has warm water with a bit of lemon. And you're like, ugh, just have your coffee.
What does she have to do anyway?
Yeah, it's just annoying. But the funny thing is, she's actually right and we're wrong because it actually is better to have your coffee 2 to 3 hours after you've woken up. And the reason why is when we wake up full of the hormone producing cortisol in our bodies and we're stressed. So if you, for example, have the caffeine straight away, that adds to it. That's why sometimes you can get jittery and feel extra hyper after having coffee. So there are different times of the day where caffeine can actually not influence you in a bad way, and the acute effects won't be as severe. So you can have. Well, there's a lot of research over the mood states aligned with coffee consumption, and we know a lot about caffeine concentration, all of that. But so that's science-based research saying that you should have your coffee 2 to 3 hours after you've woken up. My anecdotal evidence. Which is not peer reviewed at all, is that you should have it straight away and be happy and have your affogato at night too if you want.
Well, because I am not a morning person, so even though I have sometimes 9 hours sleep, which is ridiculous, and I'll just be so foggy and tired, and then I'm like, I need coffee.
Yeah, and do you drink decaf?
No.
So I do caffeine, all until around one, and then in the afternoon I do decaf.
How many cups do you have?
I think what we're learning from all of these discussions is too much. But that's fine. So I'm here to tell people who want to have balance that 2 to 3 hours after waking up is the problem. And then there are certain windows throughout the day that our bodies respond to caffeine the best. And it's a little bit different for everyone. But, I mean, the positives outweigh the negatives. But we have to also remember that when people talk about coffee being linked to a longer life and helping cognitive function and a lot of health benefits, we have to remember that that's often just black coffee, whereas a lot of people, myself included, we have milk in it and there's sugar and it just changes the effects that it has on our bodies.
Yeah, it's funny when people go to a certain mega store of coffee and they're like, I'm just getting a coffee, and they get whipped cream and caramel sauce and syrup and sugar.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
it's like,
you
so
do know
much
what you're
sugar.
Doing, right? They're like, oh my God, I put on so much weight. I'm like, you've had 10 of those a day, but that's fine. Not
it's
touching.
Literally like having a thick shake with a bit of coffee flavouring in it.
Yeah, oh, I love coffee. You haven't drunk coffee, darling. But I, as I get older, I realise that I can't have a coffee after 3. I mean, I can, but I'm
not.
You
won't,
yeah.
Bit jittery.
Well, yeah, that's why I've never really understood people who go to dinner and then after dinner they all have a coffee.
It's a cultural thing, yeah, like a little espresso.
But don't they sleep?
I guess generally in like it's more a European thing, I think, they don't go to sleep till a bit later, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But
an affogato after dinner is kind of nice. Mm. Not every night, but...
I do ask for decaf in my affogato, though, if I have it at night.
Oh, is that right?
Actually, do. I do specify that because I know that it's going to influence my sleep, yeah.
I can, like, smell coffee now. I love coffee.
I know. Just talking about
it. I'm excited.
Well, sorry, guys.
2 or 3 hours after we wake up.
Yeah, 2 to 3 hours after we wake up and then through certain windows in the day. In fact, the best window of time to have all your coffee is between about 9 to 11:30 in the morning.
Oh, there you go. Also, you set your watch by.
Like when I wake up.
When you wake up. Well, you have to be in the office, do you?
When I wake up. Anyway, I will try that and see how I go. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Alex. Look forward to speaking with you again next week.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.